Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on a year-end review of SCHIC research. Dr. Lisa?
Thank you. With 2025 coming to its close, it's never a bad idea to reflect on the year, including the challenges, the successes, and lessons learned over the course of the last 12 months. For us in the swine industry, there is usually no shortage of health challenges, and therefore it's always good to take the opportunity to learn from these challenges and formulate actions to be better prepared for any future event. One of the available tools in the industry that we have to protect our herd health is to perform targeted research to learn about existing and/or even new disease threats. Projects that can focus on both basic benchtop or the study of a specific pathogen, or focus on applied research, which is how to manage that pathogen out in the field, are necessary. The goal of either approach is to gain knowledge that can inform and help develop practical strategies that you as producers and your veterinarians can apply to reduce risk of disease on your farms. SCHIC was formed because of an emerging disease event such as PED. Before that time, we had never seen that virus. And once it was confirmed, we realized we needed research to help inform what we're doing with the virus and how to better manage it. As part of SCHIC's mission is to protect the swine health through targeted research. We've had a lot of research come in over this last year, and so I want to highlight several of those key things and initiatives. One of the big ones is our wean to harvest research focus. Some of the highlights that we've noted over the year: there are cost-effective options for transportation, and some of that sometimes may include really determining whether or not you need to wash a trailer. This really is going to depend on each farm's situation, their health risks, and health challenges, but research out of Illinois provided some options to be able to manage that costly effort. Other efforts and research from Iowa State showed us that dry scraping may not be as effective for PED as a full power wash and disinfection. And so those traditional methods are still very important to utilize. When we looked at an emerging disease, Japanese encephalitis virus, it was determined that there is a lot of species that are existing of mosquitoes in the U.S. that can carry JEV. And so when we assess how we manage mosquitoes and insects, it is important to include a mosquito control plan in your farms, not only to prevent domestic challenges with skin blemishes, but to prevent the emergence of an emerging disease like JEV. For disease detection, we've had a lot of research focus on the use of tongue tips as an easy-to-use sample to identify what's going on in your herds. There have been several projects looking at the use of taking a tongue tip from a deceased pig and being able to accurately detect PERS the same as we would for bloods or other tissue sampling. Again, this helps provide an ease of use for sample collection when you're trying to monitor for PERS types. Lastly, we also just had a study looking at oral fluids in group house sows. This is important because a lot of our farms are converting to group housing, and in order to be able to effectively look at how we can detect diseases in herds and group housing, this study focused just on that. And the results let us know that we need more ropes and pens, and they need to remain for a longer period of time. So 2 ropes per pen of adult sows for over 60 to 90 minutes to collect adequate samples for disease surveillance. Again, as part of SCHIC's mission, we want to both perform and communicate research results to U.S. producers and other stakeholders to be able to mitigate the impact of these diseases. To access SCHIC research outcomes and more, go to swinehealth.org.